In our previous shiur, we quoted the Gemara in Masechet Chulin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the statement of Rav Yitzchak, where Rav Yitzchak taught us that oif is nachal b'mesayra. The knife is only eaten based on a mesayra. And in fact, there's a very important Rashi on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis that speaks about the concept of Messiah. The Gemara there teaches us Darish Marema, Tanagolta da Agma, the Tanagolta da Agma is a Sira. Why is it Asur? The Chazi the Darish of Achla. They saw that this bird is a Dairis. And since they saw that it's a Dairis, it's non kosher. And it, in fact, is the bird that's Gerusa. And as Tosfos the very Maskil Chaz Yuah explains, this bird had no simen tahara besides the simen that it's not a dairus. As the Gemara in Daf Samach Aleph teaches us, as long as a bird has only even one simen tahara, one of the simonim that it's a kosher bird, it's enough to make that bird kosher. And the reason that they ate this bird was because this bird had the simen that it's not a drusa. And then when they saw that it is a drusa, they were not allowed to eat it. Tosfos goes on to explain, they also knew that it was for sure not the Peres Vazniya, because the Peres Vazniya, as the Gemara and Daf Samach Aleph also explained, is a bird that only has one simen tahara. But they didn't have to be concerned that it was the Peres Vazniya. So once they knew it wasn't the Peres Vazniya and it had the one simen tahara that it's not dairis, they used to eat the bird. But then ultimately they saw that it was a dairis, so it didn't have any simen tahara. And once it didn't have any simen tahara, they were not allowed to eat that bird because it's not kosher. So Rashi Divrei Hamaskel V'hayne Gerusa, this a very important Rashi. Rashi says that Mirul Kamam Perikol Abasar. The Gemara and Daf Kuf Tes teaches us Asalon Gerusa. The Gerusa is prohibited. Sharlon Lishna the Kavra, but Lishna the Kavra is permitted. And Shtame Ketame, even though the taste of these two birds are similar. Says Rashi, B'Torch Einon Bekinim Behem. Since we're not familiar which are and which aren't the kosher birds, nearly the oif habol fenenu, any bird that comes in front of us, yesh lai meshema yudris, we have to be concerned, maybe it's a dairis. And even if we didn't see it being dairis, that doesn't mean anything. For says Rashi, dohach tanagol tad agma, this tanagol tad agma, hoy machzikim betahira, they always considered a kosher bird, olach is man, but ultimately they saw Ruah Shadiris, it's a dairis. And therefore says Rashi, Ve'ein oif nechalonu, we may not eat any bird, ela b'mesayris oif shemasra alayav senu betar. Only birds that we have a mesayra are kosher birds, v'shloi masra lanu, but any bird that we don't have a mesayra that's kosher, yesh lachash, we need to be concerned. Mesayris yesh lanu, but when we have a mesayra, we could eat. Kira amal kamon, sh'oif tar nechal b'mesayris. Ask the Taz, in your day is Simon Pei Beis, Sif Katan Dalid, that the Gemara here in Masechta Chulin, the beginning of the Masechta, Dav Zayin Amal Alf teaches us, the Hashta Kodesh Baruch Hu, E Mevi Takol Behemtem Shal Tzadikim. Hashta Behemtem Shal Tzadikim, the Behemoth of Tzadikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meivi Takol Al Yodam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful that they shouldn't be Nichsho. Tzadikim Atzmom L'Kalshke. So here asks Rashi, here asks the Taz, we have a Gvaldig Akasha. All the years, it seems that they were eating in this location the Tanagol Tadachma. And now they discovered that this bird was not kosher. So the Taz wants to differentiate that when the Gemara says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is careful that tzaddikim shouldn't bring there should be a takala on tzaddikim, is only regarding that they shouldn't eat something non-kosher. But it doesn't mean that the tzaddikim, that they don't eat something non-kosher, but the other people maybe eat non-kosher even based on their psak. It's a very bechiddush. I saw that many mefarshim find the psak of the Taz, the explanation of the Taz, very difficult to understand. They say that how could we assume that how could we have even a havamina that the tzaddikim are only worried about themselves and only that they don't have to worry that they're not eating something not kosher, but the fact that other people eat non-kosher because of them is not a problem. Isn't that just as bad? So I want to say that it was not the tzaddikim themselves who ate the non-kosher. Certainly the tzaddikim themselves didn't eat non-kosher. And when the Gemara, the people who ate from this bird were never the big tzaddikim. In fact, if you would have followed the big tzaddikim, you would find that they never ate the bird and they never were matter anyone to eat that bird. But then I saw from the Satam Rebbe and the Divrei Yoyel and Parshas Shmini, he says a very interesting thing, particularly when he speaks about birds. He says that when the Torah tells us, Lahavdo ben Torah l'tame, he says that there could be a bird that at one point wasn't a dairus, and at the point when it wasn't a dairus, it was kosher. You were allowed to eat that bird. And then the bird changed, and it became a dairus. And from that point and on, it was prohibited to eat that bird. He says, we find such a concept in that the Ramban says that before Adam HaRishon did the Aveira of the Eitz Hadas, it was not within the characteristics of Chayis to hunt other animals. Only after the Aveira did that happen. And in fact, he says that when Mashiach comes, it'll go back to its original characteristics. So now he says that could be pshat in the Gemara. Prior to this situation, in the Gemara here, originally, the Tanagolta, the Agma, was not a dairus. And since it wasn't a dairus, it was permissible to eat that Tanagolta, the Agma. Later on, the Tanagolta, the Agma, became a dairus. And once it became a dairus, it became usur to eat that Tanagolta, the Agma. So therefore, the Taz's question falls away. Because the people who ate the Tanagolta, the Agma, ate it prior to becoming a dairus. Prior to becoming a dairus, it was mutton to be eaten. But as we've been saying, and this is the way the Ramah codifies this halacha, in Yoridei is Simon Pei Beis, Sif Gimel, V'yeich Oimrim, She'en Lismoich, Afil Alzeh, where the Shulchan Aruch says, if it has a wide neck and has a wide foot, like a goose, we can know that this is not a dairus. And we also know, as I said earlier in the shiur, that it's not a peres vosnia, and therefore it's muta bachila. So what the Shulchan Aruch is paskening is that if you have a bird that has all of the kosher simonim, that the Gemara here, Daf Samach Aleph, and on, identify, you're allowed to eat such a bird. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Armim Sh'ein Lismoich Afil Alzeh, even if you have a bird that has all four simonim, you should not rely on that. V'ein Lach L'shum Oif, we should not eat any bird, Ela B'Mesayris Shekiblu Boi Shutar. Only if you have a Messiah, a Messiah that this is a kosher bird, V'cheina Hagif, and that's the Minig Ein L'shanis. And we're now allowed to change that Minig. However, the Darkei Tshuva does bring a number of important points in understanding this halacha. One point that he discusses is what's going to be the halacha regarding a bird that we don't have a Messiah, but the Sfardim eat that bird based on their Messiah, because as we said, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that if a bird has all four simonim, according to the Shulchan Aruch of Tahara, you're allowed to eat that bird. What would be the halacha? So the Darkei Tshuva wants to say that that may be considered a valuable Messiah. But then he goes on to say a very interesting point. This is in Sif Katan Lamed Beis. It seems, again, to summarize what he says. The halacha, and this is the opinion of the Chasam Sofer and the opinion of the Avinezer as well, that a kosher bird, an oif tahar, could only mate and breed with another oif tahar. So the Chasam Sofer and the Avinezer are of the opinion that if you have two birds, and one bird is, we know, a bird that is kosher, and the other bird, I don't know if it's kosher or not, but these two birds breeded together, the fact that these two birds breeded together is clearly an indication that, and they were able to produce offspring, is clearly an indication that both of them, that the, not only the bird that we know is kosher, but even the bird that we don't know its status is kosher. Coupled with the fact, this is the way the Darkei Tshuva describes it, that if these birds together, they live together, and they're able to coexist, so we have these two simonim, that the birds coexist, and they are able to mate and breed together, that is clearly an indication that it's a kosher bird. Which this opens up the discussion, a very famous discussion, of the status of turkey. Turkey is a relatively new bird. It certainly was not a bird that was found in... It's certainly not a bird that was found in the different areas where the Jewish population lived in Europe. Turkey primarily was in America and in India. So what is the status of a turkey if, as we're learning based on Rashi and the Ramah, that we only eat a bird based on Messiah? So Rav Shloimeh Kluger, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Ha'elef L'cha Shloimeh, Yoyredei Simen Kuf Yud Beis, is machmer in not eating a turkey. He says, there's no Messiah, because where the turkey came from, there were no Jews, there were no Rabbonim, that they should be able to have a Messiah. However, there are many Paiskim that are Makel, the Domestic Eliezer, the Shalos HaTshuvos, Shoyl Umeshev, and they say that the turkey is not really considered a new type of bird altogether. They consider the turkey part of the chicken family. And since it's part of the chicken family, then it's mutter. He also quotes, the Darkei Tshuva quotes, a Shalos HaTshuvos Meshiv Dover, Chelik Beis, Simen Chof Beis. He says, once a bird has become established that it's eaten, we continue eating it, and especially the Darkei Tshuva adds, we see that this bird is not a doiris. So once we see that it became established to be eaten, we may continue eating it. So it turns out that he's saying a very big chiddush. It could be that the first people who ate turkey, according to the Meshiv Dover, may not have been allowed to eat the turkey. But once it became established that you allowed that the turkey was eaten in Klal Yisrael, and we see no reason not to eat the turkey, we could rely on it. And so too does Darugas HaBoisim say that the turkey, since we see it's not a dairis, and obviously they're not concerned that it's a peretz vazniya, may be eaten once it's all these years we never saw that the turkey is a dairis. Another reason to be makel is that perhaps the Shaul Satruvus May Be'er says that there was a Messiah on turkey going back to India. I saw that the Daki Tshuva himself sort of troubled with that, because the Daki Tshuva says, who was in India all when the turkey developed? Were there Jews there that we could say that they established a Messiah on the turkey? And therefore, the Minig Ha'olam, the Maram Shik, others all take the opinion that turkey may be eaten. However, there are those, of course, a very small miyut, that are machmer, are not eating turkey.